Well, let's start from the book of Romans chapter 4. Now, here it was, we have been talking about what we described as a creative power. We looked at Genesis chapter 1, how God began to create. And from there, since God told, when God was declaring through Isaiah in the book of Isaiah chapter 55, he said that my ways are not your ways. But then the context of what he was saying is that my ways, you are supposed to come up and learn my way of doing things. Do you understand that? And I've said this again and again. Let me just start by saying it. I made a statement last week, and I felt like repeating it. That's last time we're here. I feel like just repeating it for us to understand. That these Christians don't struggle to succeed. Now, listen to this. I'd just like to start with it. This is God's order for this life. This is what God ordained for things to be. That Christians will not struggle to succeed, but that they succeed in their hearts first. Now, listen to that. That is, it's inside their hearts that success comes out from. And that the first thing that happens is that they settle down in their hearts and receive success from the hand of God. Are you getting my point? Or whatever thing they want to achieve in life, they will receive the ability to achieve it first in their heart, all right, from the Lord. And once they have done that, then the events of life will begin to cooperate to bring naturally out of them, that is, onto the physical level, the things that they have received from God in their heart. I hope I can already say. That is, we'll talk about the power of grace. Grace is that thing that God does for you once you are cooperating with what he wants to do on the earth. That's the meaning of grace. Grace is not just unmerited favor, like we say. It is unmerited in the fact that what we're experiencing is far beyond what we could have achieved by ourselves. But the fact about grace is that it is a manifestation of the power of God towards those that believe. So Paul explained it like this, that I am what I am by the grace of God, and his power working towards me did not prove vain, in that I labored more than them all. Are you getting my point? He said, I labored more than everybody else. That is, grace manifests as labor. That is, you see somebody who is doing something, what he's achieving is far beyond his own personal and inherent abilities. Then that person is walking by grace. It's not just that God has dashed him something. Please, I hope you're getting my point. But that he's working out something in his life and God is amplifying his effort by a manifestation of God's Spirit. Now, we said that is what God expects for Christians to experience. He said that we have an introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. Paul was explaining that. So now we began to see from the book of Genesis chapter 1 how God began to create. If you remember, we read from Genesis chapter 1, which we all know. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then verse 2 says that the earth was without form and it was void. He said, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And then the Spirit of God was hovering, all right, upon the surface of the waters. And then God said, don't forget what I said. When God said, he did not speak English. Whatever language he spoke, we do not know. But what we know is that when God spoke, it was an overflow of what he had brooded upon. And that's what I want to talk about today. Today, again, I'm going to be talking about, I'm saying again because in previous times we have used that expression, wisdom for salvation. So I want to talk about wisdom again. Today, okay, no, all right, it won't be wisdom for salvation. It will be what? Wisdom for creation, all right? I think that is good. All right, let me use that expression. Today I'll be talking about wisdom for creation. That is, when God brooded, and let me just share this one with you as introducing what I want to say before we read our opening verse of scripture. Now, if you read from Genesis chapter 1 again, you see that God began to create. In verse 3, he said, let there be light. Don't forget, this was after the Spirit of God had moved or brooded, we have seen, over the surface of the waters. In verse 3, he says, let there be light, and there was light. And he said that the light was good. Please notice this. What I want to say will interest you. He said the light was good. Then if you go down to around verse 10, after he had created the dry land and the waters that he sees, the Bible said that God saw that it was good. That is, God looked and he perceived that it was good. This is interesting, but I'm going somewhere. Now, we naturally expect that every time God says something should be, he always saw it and said it is good. All right? Because at the end of the day, in this whole thing, he said that, Bible said that God, after he had made everything, he said God looked at everything that he had done, and behold, it was what? Very good. Verse 31. The Bible said God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Now, this is the meaning of very good. I'm coming to something. Just follow me closely. Each time he made something, it was a piece of a whole picture. So each one was good. Are you getting my point? Now, when he put everything together, it was very good. It's not as if the last creation was better than each one. You get that? This was a summary of everything. Now, this is the interesting part. Shortly after that, he now observed that something was not good. Now, I don't know whether you're following what I'm trying to say. Now, God made everything and said, look, this one is very, very good. Everything, very good. Then in chapter 2, verse 18, yes. Then the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. Now, get what I'm going to say. He had made everything and he said it was good. Now, the point in time, it was as if he looked and said, no, this one is not good. Are you getting what I'm going to say? Now, the next thing he did after that was what? He now began to take steps to make adjustments to something that was not good. Now, what I'm trying to say, you will understand in a moment. Because you must get to the point, this is how life is. God, after he made everything and he made the body of Christ, not even the word body of Christ, that is anything that Christ wants to do on the earth, he does through his body. Are you getting my point? Now, anything that God wants to do on the earth now, he does through people. And there's a reason why I'm explaining this. Sometimes what you want to do or what God wants you to do, you do it the first time, all right? And it is not as good as you proposed it to be. It is not a sign of failure. It is a sign that you have to take a step and make certain adjustments. I don't know whether you are getting what I'm going to say. After God made Adam, he himself looked and said, now let me tell you the meaning of the word good again so that you understand what God was saying. When you use the word good, is because you understand that you are going for a particular end. Are you getting my point? And then this thing you have done is cooperating or is contributing positively to the place where you are going. So you say that thing is good. Are you getting my point? That is, if you wanted to travel and your car is not firing well, you go to the mechanic and it tunes the engine and then you go there, you rev it, zoom. You say, now it is good. Because now you understand that if you fire this car, you will get to where you are going the way you planned it. Are you following the point I'm making? Now, if the mechanic had forgotten the reason why he came there and called a panel beater to come and work on the rusty parts of the car, are you getting what I'm saying? And when you got there, you have a very beautiful ride. But then you enter, the thing is not moving. Ah. You know, you don't realize the beauty anymore. You come and say, what is it that you have done? I say, okay, you don't like the way we sprayed it. I didn't ask you to spray it. What is your problem? Now, you are getting what I'm trying to say here. Now, so that's the way it is with God. Everything he's doing is going for a particular end. And once something that is done is fitting properly into his position so as to bring out the end that God has in mind, then that thing is good. Are you following my point? Now, when God said, subdue the earth, all right? He said, fill the earth and multiply. Then he looked at Adam and said, no, you can't do that alone. Now, you are getting the point I'm making. So he said, no, this one is not good. Therefore, we have to make an adjustment. That's why we're talking about what? Wisdom for creation. Because, you see, I said something earlier, which I must explain again. When God said, let there be, it was not words in English. Are you getting my point? It was that there was an overflow in his heart. Having brooded upon the situation, having considered what he was going to do about it and what he needed to bring the solution to pass, then he spoke. But really, when you are talking in spiritual terms about speaking, it is not just a deliberate action at uttering words, but words that come out of a fullness of the heart. Are you getting my point? It's not just that God spoke because he wanted to speak. It is that God spoke after he had brooded. After he had considered everything, the picture was now full in his heart. Therefore, it spilled out like an eruption from his mouth. You've heard of volcanic eruptions before. You know, you think it's boiling inside, then suddenly the cap upon the volcano, you know, the pressure is so much, it breaks it open, and then the magma begins to pour forth. You say there's an eruption. Speech, in reality, in the realm of the spirit, is supposed to be an eruption, not just an utterance of words. I hope you get what I'm going to say. That's why the Bible talks about empty words. You can have a clanging cymbal. You can have an empty sounding, you know, voice. Somebody says something but does not carry any power because it is not a manifestation or it's not an eruption from what has filled the heart. The person is just talking. You are getting what I'm going to say? Now, so with God, it was after he had brooded. He had looked at the situation. And don't forget something I said before. When God, this is just the way it is with life. God started from a position in which something was bad. That is, the earth was without form and it was void. Now, the normal human response is that the earth is without form, it is void. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to abandon the earth and we'll move towards Jupiter. Because the earth is without form. Because the earth is void. You are getting my point. So, we move towards Jupiter. We abandon the earth. But God doesn't do that. He looks at the earth and say, well, since it is formless, and it is void. We must do something about it. And the first thing he does is to sit down and, you know, conjure up in his heart what he wants done about the situation. Now, why is I talking about God speaking and that eruption is that? Because of the power of the, pardon me to use the word, of the soul of God, all right? Because of the power of his person. When he spoke, the world, the earth responded rapidly. I'm explaining something here. Now, somebody who is less powerful might speak, the earth will still respond, but not as fast. I don't know whether you follow what I'm going to say. It will still respond. So when the Bible said, and it was so in an instant, the way we understand God to be, when he spoke. But when somebody who has not attained, which is very difficult to attain, really, I don't know what I can get there. But you don't have that God capacity. You will still use the same principles, but the response may not be instantaneous. Are you getting my point? You can plot the response over time. Now, you know, I assessed this as a very good illustration earlier. If you have a very fast computer, maybe you go and tell and you go and take an Intel quad core. You know, they are powerful machines that use 4 cores, all right? This is most common personal computers use 2 cores, all right? Intel dual core, all right? Now, if you try to do a processing on this, an old Celeron machine, what it will process in about 10 seconds. If you use it with an Intel dual core, maybe it will do it in about, from my experience, maybe like 2 seconds. Do you get my point? The power of the machine varies. Now, imagine if you now use a 4-core processor with a level 2 caching of like 8 megabytes and a RAM of like 6 or 8 gigabytes. Before you click the button, it has finished saving. Therefore, you say, let the machine save. And it was saved. Do you understand what I'm going to say? But if you use a slower machine, you say, let the machine save. Then the progress bar will appear. The first button will go, the next one, and we'll be watching it for the next 2 minutes. Are you following what I'm saying? That is the same way God created human. That's how God made it. You are to create like that also. But the response may not be as rapid. It will be projected over time, but it will still happen. Therefore, listen to this. You will have the opportunity, therefore, to be noticing points that are not good before you finally get to the end that it is good. No, you don't get me. I gave an example last time. Let's assume that I'm an MD of a company. This was my illustration last week. Last time we were here. I'm an MD of a company and we say we want to increase our sales to, in a month, we want to be making 25 million naira sales every month. What are we doing right now? The sales are formless and they are void. So they say that we are doing only 500,000 naira in a month. Now, this is the summary of Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let there be 25 million naira monthly sales. And it was so. Are you getting my point? That's a very fast processor. But let's come down to what we are. Now remember that he said this and said that and said this and said that. At the end, it was good. Then along the line, he saw another point that he was going to and said, this will not work. It is not good. Therefore, he began to make amends to that which was not good. Now, sir, just bear all these points in mind. So now when I want to do that, first thing I do is I look. Let there be light, was the first thing that God said. I might look at my product and say, let there be new packaging. I hope you're getting my point. That is the first thing I will say. Now, why will I say that? Because before I begin to talk, I first sit down upon the reason why I'm selling only half a million naira a month and my competitor is doing 50 million. Are you getting my point? That is a brooding. Let me say something. Please, quickly go down to Proverbs chapter 8. This will help me to explain something here. The book of Proverbs chapter 8. Now, wisdom was speaking, if you read from verse 12. He said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. Down to 14, he said, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. Wisdom was speaking. He said, I am understanding. Power is mine. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. Now, I'm going to jump down for a number of reasons. Verse 22 says, the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way. Now, let me go back, please. From verse, there's something I want to read. It said, riches and honor, that's verse 18, are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even pure gold, and my yield better than choicest silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice, to endow those who love me with wealth that I may fill their treasuries. Now, this is actually where I'm going. I read that one because I'll refer to it in a moment. He said, the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, he said, from everlasting I was established. From the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth. Now, please go down to verse, I want to just summarize something. In verse 27, he said, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed, when he set for the sea its boundary, so that the water would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundation of the earth, then I was beside him as a master workman. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the world, his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men. Now, there's a reason why I'm explaining this. Well, later on, you'll see in verse 33, because of these things I have said, he said, heed instructions and be wise, and do not neglect it. Now, I've read this to bring out a point, that you see that the Bible talks about wisdom, and that at the beginning in creation, what God employed in creation was what? Wisdom. That is, wisdom said, I was there with him when we're creating, that both of us did this work together. I was beside him as a master workman. Please get that point. Because you see, the Bible, I said before, is very detailed. He says things in codes. He makes a statement. If you look closely at it, you will see the depth of the revelation inside that thing. When we're talking about about creation now, what we have seen is that God created by saying, and there was. It's a very short summary. But if you look closely, you will see that first, before he spoke, he brooded. Are you getting my point? And that was why he went day one, day two, day three, day four. Why did he not just say, let the earth be perfectly complete, and he went away? Do you get my point? The first thing he did was, let there be light, and there was light. Then he'll go ahead and say, let there be vegetations, let there be living things. Finally, he said, let us make man. Then having made man, he said, we are going somewhere because we have commanded the man to fill the earth and subdue it. He cannot do that purpose alone. So we have to make for him a helpmate. That is what? Wisdom. God is taking things, what? Step by step. He's following a due process. He's following a due order in bringing a perfect picture out. And when he will have finished everything, he will say, behold, it is what? Very good. Now, please bear that in mind. I'm talking about wisdom for creation. Because sometimes the problem with Christians is that we are too lazy. A lot of time, what we like is what? Emergency breakthrough. Just come and pray this night, and tomorrow morning, you are in breakthrough. Unfortunately, you don't build anything everlasting like that. Are you getting my point? In fact, you will see that the Bible says concerning most of the people that God healed under the ministry of Jesus Christ. I don't have time to analyze that. Number one, most of them were baptized by John before the healing came. And those that received prosperity from the ministry of Jesus Christ, the Bible says it was by the preaching of the gospel to them. Those who got healed, the Bible said they came to hear and to be healed. People would just want something instantaneous. God did not create instantaneously. He took his time. He used wisdom. Do you get what I'm trying to say here? That is the wisdom. No, there are two things I found out that, you know, as I was meditating, I just wanted to write it down. Then I found scriptures, plenty, that said exactly that. I said there are two things that God gives a believer. Number one, it is wisdom. And number two, it is what? Power. It doesn't just give wisdom. It gives also what? Power. He said Christ, the wisdom and the what? The power of God. Those are the two things that God gives. Before the power of God begins to manifest, you first experience what? The wisdom of God. I said concerning God, what did he do? He broke down creation into different parts. Number one, let there be light. Number two, something else was created. Finally, he created the man. Are you getting my point? Now, let's get back to the MD that I am. Can you remember that? I was saying something about being an MD. Now, this was where I was. So we say we are going for 25 million naira sales a month. So first thing we do is to what? Brood upon why we are where we are. And what are the things we need to make as adjustments? Because it is not just praying. I was writing something some recently. I said Christians have, I think they have prayed enough. Are you getting my point? Because you see, prayer is like that. Prayer is power. It can be stored. Are you getting my point? Don't think that once you pray, the thing is gone. No. You can finish praying and the template upon which the prayer will work has not yet been built. So they put the prayer in a sensor somewhere and keep it in an archive in heaven. So when you get there, we will bring it down. I don't know whether you're getting my point. Listen, you can pray for prosperity. And God says, I have heard. But the thing upon which I will pour the prosperity, you have not yet built it. Do you get my point? So having prayed and having gotten the answer is kept somewhere, waiting for the day the platform upon which will manifest the prosperity will be created. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. So that's the way it is. It's not just praying. God gives wisdom. He was the master workman that was beside the Lord when he was creating. So back to my company. So I said, okay, 25 million we are going for, we are half a million. So we brood upon why we are having those problems. Then, you know, and that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. It begins to stir your heart to notice certain things. So he says, make changes here. So I asked, okay, packaging. All right, we need new packaging. So first, instead of saying, let there be light, like God said, I say, let there be new packaging. Now, how does that? It's not just by shouting into the air. I give instructions to my workmen. Do you understand my point? Where the word of the king is, there is what? Power. A king is in authority. He's ruling. So I give instructions to my workmen. I say, from now on, I don't want blue on that carton. I want everything white and pink. Are you getting my point? And then they observe to do what I have said. Then first they bring the first template. I said, this is good. Once I look at that, that is done. Then we'll go to the next level. Are you getting my point? They say, how come nobody knows we are making something that is this good? They say, oh, it is because we don't advertise. They say, why don't we advertise? Are you getting my point? They say, what they charge is too much. Now, you know what? Instead of doing, everybody does a 20-second advert, we are going to do 5-second spot adverts. It will give us a lot less bill, but then we'll be able to do some less stuff from there. And then let's negotiate some credit facility with the radios and the TVs. Then, as soon as I say that, then they go and do it. They say, now we have prepared our adverts. There are just 4 or 10 seconds, depending on what I say. And then people begin to do that. Then I look. First day I hear it on radio, I say, that is what? Good. That is what God has given me to create my 25 million a month sales at different steps, like he used at the beginning. Are you getting my point? Just like when he finished making Adam, and he looked and said, no, this one is not good. In the same manner, I can hear the first jingle on air. I'll just go and say, no, stop airing that nonsense. It is not good. I have not changed my picture. All right? In fact, the reason why I said it is not good is because what I saw is not in agreement with the picture that I have in my mind. It's not like the word is not working. It's just that I have time to notice these different steps of not good. You get my point? And then I take the appropriate steps to correct it. Are you getting my point? Then after that, I go to the next step. What am I going to say? This is how wisdom works. Once you have noticed the next thing to say, to do, then you speak the word because you will notice it having brooded. You will notice it having considered the problem therein. It's upon that that you now declare. That is where God gives you grace. That is where God gives you favor. Are you getting my point? That is, God gave Moses a picture in the heavens and said, go down to the earth and see that you build the tabernacle exactly like I have said. He said, but while you are doing it, I have put the spirit of the craftsman in one man called Bezalel. Now, that is where grace comes. Where others will have struggled for 10 years to build maybe the ark or build the lampstand or build the altar, Bezalel will do the same thing in 1 month because he has the spirit to do it. That is where grace is. But the wisdom to decide what to do, that's not power. That is what? Wisdom. That is what you get by brooding. Now, get what I'm trying to say here. Because, you see, look at our nation as an example. You know, I said there are 2 kinds of people when you look at problems in life. There are those who say the earth is without form and it is void. Therefore, we shall move to what? Jupiter. I won't get there and say, no, why come Jupiter is so cold? So let's go down to Mercury. And we'll be shuttling up and down, being whacked to and fro like the tail of a dog. So indeed, we'll become the tail and not the head. But what do heads do? Heads will look because they have a brain. They look and say, this is what the problem is. So they are trying to form solutions, all right, from the problems. I know, because of that, you know, I talk to people who have a lot of sense. When I say a lot of sense, I mean it in a good way. Are you following my point? That is, every time there's a problem, what they are thinking about is solutions. Let me tell you something. If you keep thinking like that, one day God will create the opportunity for you to exercise that you have thought about. Are you getting my point? You know, there's something I used to preach. Let me preach it again. Daydreaming is very good. Listen, now you have seen that you can't utter until you have what? Brooded. People want to utter, you know, they just want to blow wind from the mountain. The real volcano first boils inside. Are you getting my point? Before it erupts. It's not that somebody is pouring water and pouring hot water and pouring mud on top of it. The thing is boiling inside.
before you erupt, you must first boil. You get what I'm saying? And that's what you do. You see situations in life. I was telling somebody the other day that if the governor wants to know, I can tell him how to make this town as fine as Calabar in 1 year. You know, I heard that Calabar is the reigning fine city now. After Abuja or before Abuja? After, I think it's after. All right, okay, so. All right, so it's the second reigning fine city in Nigeria. But I have the ideas. It's not, you say, Basma, are you so wise? No, not like that. Although I'm very wise. In fact, I am very, very wise. I have the wisdom of God, amen. But the point I'm making is that every time I drive by, what I see is what can be done better. Do you get my point? The other day, I went at night to go and buy fuel in Connor, the one across the road. And instantly, I had ideas. Because when I drove in there at night, I thought I was abroad. If you go to Lagos, a lot of those filling stations, as you are leaving Lagos, you drive in there, that's exactly the way it is in foreign countries. Everything is clean. Are you getting what I'm saying? Then I noticed, I don't want to mention this because we're recording this thing, there's a new filling station built right across here. At the same time, corner there was built. Look at their floor. It's as rough as a typical Nigerian filling station. You pour concrete like this, they didn't level it well. The thing is just upside down. Now, so I was telling my wife, I said, listen, it's not money. It's an idea in the mind of somebody. She was telling me, what do you mean? I said, look at the people running the station. I said, look at that madam that runs the station. Does she look like a neat person to you? How do you expect her to create a neat floor for a new filling station? I mean, they have very good roof. They have the same lights that Conan has, but it doesn't create the same effect. It doesn't. I went to somewhere a few days ago. I saw a house that a guy told me they started in July. All right? This is, this was end of November when the guy was seeing the house. They were about 3 days to finishing it. All I was thinking of was how they finished the house. I said, what was here before? He said, what was here? We knocked it down. The guy didn't know what I was looking at. I was looking at the angles. I was looking at how they are in the doors, the partition. I was looking at everything. I told myself, I want to build my own house. Forget. I won't even go. I will look for a good man who has the spirit of Bezalel. Are you getting my point? Who knows how to do things perfectly? I'm coming down to a point with all of this as I'm saying. So now, because I'm always thinking like this, are you getting my point? If you throw 20 million naira into my hands tomorrow and say, Pastor Banky, now build your own house, you won't see nonsense. That is, the design will be ready in 1 month. You say, this man, that's so quick. No. Every day I go out, you know, I've been looking at houses well finished. I've been looking at tiles. I don't build houses. I already know the different kinds of tiles that exist. Because I'll walk in somewhere and say, man, these tiles are fine. And they'll tell me that I don't mind these tiles. It will not last beyond 2 years. Once they walk upon it, it will fade. I said, why? I said, because there is a particular type. It's coded in my brain. I'm not building a house yet. Are you getting my point? I mean, doors. My friend sells doors. I already know that there are different kinds of doors. It's not just to go and carry wood. Boom, 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 hammer the door together and say, now we have a door here. No, there's a reason why people buy doors and they don't build them. Because they are professional door makers. And when they make their doors, it's not like that of your carpenter. You are getting what I'm saying? That is, you're already brooding. You're already incubating these things. And listen, that's the job of a believer. When you are ready, it will come forth. I don't know whether you get my point. Actually, listen. One of the things I'm explaining today is the process of what? Conversion. I talked about wisdom for creation. I'm going to talk, if I have the time, on what I call the process of what? Conversion. Because I said at the beginning, what God requires from believers is not, for example, to have money. No. What he requires is that the thing is first formed in your heart. You know, I was discussing with my wife again. Three of us, me, my wife, and Mike, were talking yesterday night. I said, it was when I got to Lagos after my youth service, I made up my mind in life. I will never do anything just because of money. I will not struggle to have plenty of money. No, I swore I won't do it. I told God I would do what is right. I will do my assignment in life, which for me is ministry. And I trust you to just bless me abundantly. I said, why? Because I saw people. I mean, when I finished the service, a good job for a young doctor was 5,000 naira a month. And if you wanted to die trying to buy a car, you could have three. You do one 8 to 2, one 2 to 8, and one 8 to 8. And you pray that the 8 to 8 one, you won't have patience so that you can sleep. I had people who were doing it. And at the end of the month, you know what you gather? 15,000 naira. Working 24 hours a day. And yet, I sat in the midst of people that wore 15,000 naira shoes. I sat with people. They would say, please, let me pick my bag. And the bag would be 25,000 naira in price. I didn't say the content. that is, please pick my bag for me. You check the bag. The bag is, they bought it for 25,000 naira. And I saw people make, you know, one man bought a car, parked it here. After about 1 month, they sold it. And he pocketed 700,000 naira and gave the man who brought the customer 35,000. Now, listen to me. I was working. Now, to earn 35,000 then, I needed to work comfortably every month for 7 months. Are you getting my point? Or work like I want to die for 2.5 months. So then I swore. I sat down. I looked. I beheld. You get my point? I took instruction and said, the blessing of God, it makes rich and does not add sorrow. So I now listen, I have incubated that in my mind. That was when God breathed upon the scripture and told me, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Now, all the troubles in the country couldn't persuade me otherwise. Are you getting my point? Because I had first brooded upon the vanity of struggling to succeed in life. So I found out that first, you will go to God like Jabez and say, oh, that you will bless me indeed. I said, God, after that, give me my own assignment. He said, go and work in the loot. I went. How are you surviving on 5,000 naira a month? Don't worry. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I'm going to say something again, because you see from Romans chapter 4, where I said we should open to, which we ended up not reading, that the Bible said that with respect to the promise of God, even after contemplating his body, he did not weaken in faith. That is, while he was contemplating his body, what he was doing was using the promise of God to judge the situation. Are you getting the point I'm making? Do you follow the point I'm making, all things I'm saying? So this is how it is with Christians. The first thing God wants to do is to convert you in your heart so that you will receive the thing that he wants to do. Having received it, now listen, then he begins to give you a breakdown as time goes on of the wisdom for salvation. We've talked about that before. There's one of our series. There's a particular message they titled Wisdom for Salvation. Are you getting my point? Now we're talking about wisdom for creation. God now tells you now, I'm not forgetting the MD that I am, the hypothetical MD. So he says, all right, what's the next thing we do? We are finished at adverts. Now, how do we improve the quality of our products? Like the Toyota man will say, a culture of what? Continual improvement. So I improve this thing here. Now, listen to this. We are going to a particular end, but we are creating different spots at different times. This is the beauty and the advantage of the believer. One, God gives him the wisdom to know what to speak about each time. Are you getting my point? Now, you know, this is where lack of faith comes in as an example. The earth is without form, and it is void. Then somebody says, let an express train be made to Jupiter. Are you getting my point? Now, that express train may be made, but it takes you out of the place of divine destiny and takes you somewhere else. Now, this is the beauty, the advantage of the believer. You find the wisdom to know where exactly to lay your emphasis. For example, as a person, you know, I said something at the beginning, that when we're talking about the power for creation, you are not supposed to take something that we're saying here and start focusing on things that are not your business. You understand what I'm trying to say? I've been to places, they say that, let us pray for the evangelist in Libya. Do you know anyone? I don't. Your brother lives in Libya? No. Do you have any relation in Libya? Because you watch them on CNN. I'm not saying it is bad, but I don't have the... I don't know what I'm going to say. Do you get my point? I don't have the... It doesn't come out of me to pray for Libya. I'm not saying it's wrong. You can pray for Libya. He said, here, we are going to reach the whole world. Go ahead. In fact, I have it on my phone also. The world across the world. We'll do that. But you think I pray about, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, this word is just spreading all over the world. Listen, my friend. First, it is spreading to Cosmo FM. So we declare concerning Cosmo FM favor. We declare concerning Cosmo FM. Are you getting my point? Then the next thing that happens is that, I mean, you're all witnesses. I just said, this year, we are buying cameras. Before the year ended, we had bought 2 cameras. Are you getting my point? The word will spread across the world, but each time there is something that we will speak about. Are you getting my point? That whatever happens, for me, what's most important is that everything we do is recorded. That is why you are witness of the kind of inconvenience I go through to make sure we have a very clean recording. That's what I'm talking about. Power for creation you use on what is your business. Then when you have conquered Jerusalem, then suddenly you have the ability, because that's how it is. God opens your heart and your eyes. You are able to conquer Judea. You get my point? So next thing we are doing, how much is it they actually charge to be on ITV? 30 minutes a week. That's TV. Okay, what do you want to do 1 hour? 45 minutes. You're already thinking, You are conquering that. Now, you have many, many books. Now see, when you are doing your own business, you have different illustrations to use. I'm talking because I'm what? A preacher. I am a preacher. These are the things that concern me as a person. So those are my illustrations. Please, do you understand? Please, let me pause for a second and explain this. Because this is one of the problems with Christians. You think that because a preacher is a preacher. No, let me say it like this. Because the preacher is a preacher. All right? Do you get my point? You think preaching is the only issue happening in life. You don't get my point. Somebody will now wake up and say, praise God. Last week, after I prayed and I had some great need, and one man just called me and said, sir, I've been blessed by your message. I just want to sow a seed into your life. He has 5 million naira. Say amen. And the businessman is waiting for somebody to sow 5 million naira into his life. Listen to me. Nobody is sowing 5 million naira into your life. You know what God will do for you? He will open great doors that your business might grow. And then you will get 5 million naira. And probably give me part of it because I preached the message to you. No. Do you understand my logic? Please. I'm saying this because we must not forget the work of God. There's a material I'm working on, how may I serve God. It's not just preaching. I'm just using preaching because that is what is my own assignment. Your own assignment may be building a big business. Your own assignment may be building a great school. Your own assignment may be becoming a politician. And let me say that again. If God calls to be president, don't contest for presidency. Please, I'm not talking against Pastor Chris Okotie. Do you understand my point? He did his thing the way he liked it. But you go, what's the name? Gozie. If God says you'll be president, let me find you contesting for councilor election next time. That is what I'm trying to say. I know you will be president. David was appointed king 13 years before he mounted the throne. Do you follow my point? God said you'll be president. I know. I mean, in 5 years, time, you should come and tell me, so, sir, by the grace of God, we are now members of the State House of Assembly or the Federal House of Reps. That's what I want to hear. After that, you will see a way by which, I mean, you're just moving on. Not next thing is that, God bless you. Pray for us. Very soon we'll probably be the vice president, elect. Pray for us. Then one day, and I say, no, sir. I think that vice president is not working again. The Lord just spoke to me. Now, actually, he spoke 15 years ago. Are you getting my point? But now, you are going for presidency and you are going to win the election. You jump out from your law practice and you just want to be president. Oh boy, I will pray for you, but I don't know right now. Right now, my faith not just stay there because it doesn't seem to follow divine protocol. It doesn't seem. Now, I know there are exceptions. I hope you are following my point. You are following my point. All right. Now, so, talking about this wisdom for creation, therefore, what God does for you is to show you the steps. And as he shows you each step, then you know what I mean? Over the step and realize what you are supposed to do, and then you declare concerning it. Are you getting my point? And then when that one works, let me tell you something about great faith. Great faith is not developed overnight. Let me digress into that. Great faith, because everything we are doing by faith. But faith must be trained. Do you follow what I'm going to say? I mean, go and read Ben Carson's story. I read it recently again. That's what I want to use as an example. He was the dullest boy in his class. Again, don't forget, there was a reason for it. There was a reason why he was so stupid, in quote. It wasn't genetic. It was not in his brain. It was just an attitude towards some issues. Now, how did he jump to the top of the class? One of the reasons was that his mother forced him and his brother to read. And his mother cut down TV to, I think, 2 hours a week or something like that. Now, the mother didn't just wake up in the morning and say, now you are the brightest boys in school. Go ahead and be the brightest boys. There's a background statement. My boys are good. They are blessed. That is correct. But then, my bright boys watch too much TV. Therefore, say, let there be power failure upon the TV. That's the first instruction. And there is power failure upon the TV. And like Ben Carson said in that book, parents tell me this, I don't know how I can get my children to stop watching TV. He said, how do you do it? How did my mother do it? She simply told us to stop and turn the thing off. That is a miracle of stopping TV watching. That's a miracle. No, take my kids, for example. When they went, that's why it's good to go to places and have beautiful ideas. We went to visit our friends in Benin one day. And then my friend called his wife, called the kids, and said, yeah, everybody, time for bed. And we looked at each other and said, 7:30, time for bed. No, it was around 8 o'clock.